Thank you for calling customer service for Omax Health. My name is Dustin. May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, Dustin. My name's Chris Murphy.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
Dustin, well, I've been trying to order the hemp, the CBD roll-on, the regular, the cryo freeze, the two bottles for
$59.95. You said you were trying to place an order, Mass. Was there an issue when trying to place the order?
Yeah, there was. You guys sent me a coupon on the Health 10 to get 10% off, and I couldn't get it to go through. And then, so I was like, well, okay. So I had it in the cart, and I was trying last night. Well, then I got another email from you with the, hey, don't forget, $5 off code. And I was like, well, okay, it's about the same, so I was just going to try that. And then I couldn't get that one to work. That's why I'm calling you today to find out, because it's not on sale. I think I was told beforehand it doesn't work when it's on a sale item. Well, these aren't on sale anymore, so.
I do completely understand, Mass. Is it giving you any type of error message when you're trying to use the code?
It says for the Health 10, it said the code had already been used for the household. But I'm like, okay, it's been a while. So it's like, I'm like, why are you guys sending us the code? And then, so it's just saying that the code has already been used. So,
well, I can definitely look into that for you and see what may be going on with that. And you said it was not letting you use the other code either. Was it giving you
correct
an error message within?
Yeah, same thing. The code has already been used. I'm like, I haven't used this one.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
No problem. So, yes, it will take me a moment. I can definitely look further into that, see what may be the issue with that. It'd be one moment.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Dustin.
You're very welcome. Okay, while I'm looking further into that, may I ask if you placed an order with us before?
I have. It's been a while. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I can definitely get an account put up so we can look a little further into this a little better. Matthew, would you happen to have an email address on file with us?
You bet I do. It's P as in Paul, O as in Octopus, K as in Kangaroo, E as in Edward, M as in Mary, 78@hotmail.com.
Thank you. Could you verify the address we would have on file?
You bet. It's 4501 KC Drive, Springfield, Illinois, 62711.
Thank you. And I'm checking with my supervisor to see what may be causing that issue. It will take just a moment.
No, you're fine. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And Dustin, if you don't mind, I guess if you can get one of them to work, if you can take the order over the phone, that would be fantastic.
So, yes, that is why I was checking with my supervisor to see what may be causing the issue, is we're not able to use the discount codes over the phone.
Okay.
So we'll take them just a moment to get back to me so we can see what may be the issue and we can get this fixed for you.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, I got you on the phone, Dustin. What was the label change going on with that one where it went from the CBD to the hemp?
It was just an update for the packaging. There wasn't any change in the product itself. It was just the updated packaging.
Okay, gotcha. I just didn't know what prompted that, so I was just curious.
Ken, I really do want to thank you for your patience. My supervisor did advise me they do believe they may see what is going on, but it'd be one more moment.
No, you're fine. Thank you.
Okay, and my supervisor did get back to me, and they did advise me that if it is saying that those have already been used, then that would mean that exact same code was used on a different order at some point with this account, and those are
okay.
One-time use codes only.
Well, I know the Health 10, correct, but the other one was not. The $5 off underscore, I've never used that code. And that one I literally just received. And it says it expires in 48 hours.
And you said that that was giving the same error as this code has already been used?
Yeah. It wasn't... See, my wife was, because I tried it, and then she tried it, and so, because it wasn't working for the computers, and she said she couldn't even get that one to come through, yeah, so. I was thinking maybe it was my computer, so I was like, here, you try yours, and nothing, so.
You'll give me a second to check my supervisor and see if there's anything else they could look further into with it. It'd be just a moment.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay, and you said that the code was what again on the second one, please?
It was $5_$_off. That's the first one that's the first time I've seen that one. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So, man, it wasn't working.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I really do want to thank you one more time for your patience, as that is just taking them one moment.
You're good, Dustin. Thank you.
And I really do apologize, as that is just taking one more moment. So I really do want to thank you for your patience.
All good.
Okay, and you did say that that code was 5$$off, correct?
Dollars, $DOLLARS underscore off, yes.
Thank you. Okay, and in the email that you received, does it say exactly what the code was for?
Yes, it says. It says going, almost gone. It says your cart is about to expire. Check out with this limited time offer. Get $5 off only for the next 48 hours.
Thank you. They was checking to see because some of the codes are for specific items, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And may I ask when it was that you had received that email?
We received yesterday at 10:59 p.m.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and you said that the email does not specify a certain product, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. I really do apologize that it is taking them one more moment to get back to me, so I really do want to thank you for holding for me.
Okay. A few little ones. You find out with that pipe, Jared? Who's it from?
From April. Yeah, who's it? That was back of someone just must have been moving it around back there. Must have been pushed back in the corner.
It had to be my brother and then.
Okay, there one of those three. Could have been one of those two up there. Could have been someone in District 6.
That's crazy. I'm on hold for somebody for this. They sent this. Sent me a code for this email for this product, and it's not working. I'm like, you know what? I'll waste time. Fuck, I got to do it. I'll call. Find out. That's what I'm waiting on right now. 27 minutes later.
Sure.
Getting close to not being worth it, though.
Okay, and my supervisor did get back to me. They did advise me they did check with corporate, and they are looking into that to see what may be causing that issue. It will take them just 1 second to check that. So I do really want to thank you for your patience.
Okay. Hey, Queens, what were you saying the beers and the mixed drinks were going to be? Curiosity, you got a ballpark?
I want to
say 2 and 3?
3 and 3.
Okay. So 3 and 4.
I know the member price is 2 and 3, but
no. Well, I just figured, I thought it would be like 3 and 4 is what I thought. So, okay.
3 and 4 invite you, right? I don't think the beers are 3. I know the beers are 2.50.
Okay.
But I
make sure
four,
five
if I
get four.
Four
okay. Nope, don't worry. Nope, that'll work, baby.
I got that meeting this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, it's all good, yeah. So they're just touching base. Man, honestly, it was, yeah. We might, the one other question. What, like Friday? What time can we get in there Friday?
Can I get there? But, I mean, like, we can't start the party till the register time.
Like 5:30, wasn't it? I think it's what it said.
5 to 9.
Okay. I think they're going 5. They said 5:30 to 10 is what they were going to do. Yeah.
I can't remember when we were
there,
so. But that's what it is. I can get there after work. So, I mean, we can get us in there.
That's what I mean. Just to set up. That's the only thing I would say. Yeah.
We can
okay.
I am.
Okay, because we might, I was going to see, go over there maybe after lunch or something, because I'm off that afternoon, so just, you don't have to take off, I'm just going to probably take off.
So,
we won't go on lunch, we'll go during state time, this is state business shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it don't matter, I was just curious.
I got to make sure.
You got to make sure you.
They got a phone and they got a key. I don't
have a time. Because it was round tables, right?
Yeah,
and then the rectangle.
And
Okay. We probably, as you said, use the rectangle for the food. Just use the round. Makes
sense. Well, they have a cube in the kitchen in the back.
Yeah.
So, like, we can set up. There's a lot of, outlets right there. We could set up. Or usually along the wall, like, where you walk in at.
Okay.
That wall in the main room that we set up long tables over
say there's only really going to be like the two roasters and something for the cheese sauce.
We should just put it all in the kitchen. So I would say because
well, you
gotta, it doesn't matter either way.
It's just going to be a buffet style. So
yeah, I think it's better to put it in the kitchen. That way
okay, and my supervisor did get back to me, and they did advise me, since it is just taking corporate just a moment, if you don't mind, I can get your phone number down, and once they do get back to us, we would be able to give you a call back.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, great, and can I get the phone number to give a call back?
Yes, 217-341-3856.
Thank you. That was 217-341-3856.
Yes, Dustin.
Thank you. And once they get back with us, I will definitely give you a call back.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.